Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, a new report showing the increase in the melting of the ice caps.
That's right, David. No matter what this bad news brings us, it's still as if we've got our heads in the sand. I mean, we saw the results of Sandy, the great superstorm that covered downtown Manhattan with water and flooded the subways. That's just a precursor of what is obviously going to happen as these waters rise and as those of us who are in the Northeast are going to understand what the consequences of all of this will be. If the barrier islands go, places like Long Island are in real danger. So this is not hysteria. This is just the way that it is. Al Gore laid it all out in An Inconvenient Truth, and he turns out to be right. And that's just the beginning. We as a people really do have to mobilize.
We're seeing headlines, Alan. In the Times today, Egypt and UAE said to secretly bomb militias in Libya.
We also read in the paper that the United States knew nothing of it, that we were just astounded when it happened. Well, at this stage, credibility is defied because it may be true, but it also may be that some part of the government is cooperating with others. It seems unlikely that in this case, work which would seemingly be in the interests of the United States is not. You know, I'm thinking about a couple of things. First of all, a branch of Al-Qaeda releases one of their American prisoners. It's almost as if we know that Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State do not get along. So there's a whole set of games. Is this really meant to show we're the good terrorists as opposed to the bad terrorists? And is the United States playing any kind of role in this? I have said it a million times. I'll say it one more time. You can't have a democracy. You can't vote if you don't know what you're voting on, if you don't know who's doing what. And I have a deep suspicion of the kinds of events that are unfolding and whether or not we're privy to why they're happening.
Now, the National Organization for Women endorsed Zephyr Teachout in her primary run for governor. Meantime, on the other side, Lieutenant Governor candidate Kathy Hochul and Cuomo campaign announced to the Women's Equality Party not so long ago.
She did. The National Organization for Women has just come out and endorsed Teachout. When the head of that organization was asked why they were doing it, even though Cuomo has such a sterling record on women's issues, and she said, because Zephyr Teachout is a woman. Well, makes a certain amount of sense. However, I have to say, this has not been a good time for Cuomo. He's way ahead in the polls. He may go into the election between $35 and $50 million. I hope everybody understands how much money that is. And yet, there is a sort of insurgency that is taking place. The media is contributing to it. Unions are contributing to it, either by not endorsing Cuomo or endorsing Teach Out. And we'll have to just see whether this momentum, this snowball, picks up speed.